What's going on, guys? It's Zach. Today's podcast is sponsored by 21 Studios, the company that's bringing you the 21 Convention, the 21 Convention Patriarchs Edition, and the 22 Convention Make Women Great Again. The links below the episode will bring you to the homepage where you can get your tickets. As you'll see, you've got speakers such as myself, Tanner Guzzi, Elliot Hulse, George Bruno, and many more. They'll be talking to you on and off stage, mixing it up from October 1st through October 4th. And it's bring a friend free. So when you buy one, you get a ticket. You can bring a friend, and if you upgrade to the VIP package, you can attend the main convention as well as that of Patriarchs, or you can bring a friend, just go to one or the other, or you can bring your spouse, have her go to 22 Con while you go to 21 Con. You can make it work in your favor however you see fit. But this fall, we're going live, so grab your ticket now before prices go up. Now let's dive into another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here is your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
I am your host, Zach. Before we dive into today's topic, I ask that you follow, subscribe, leave a review. Let me know if you like the content, if you want to hear different topics, anything you want discussed, drop that below. And I mean, I'm on all the platforms. So there's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, obviously, SoundCloud. Find me on whatever platform you prefer. Drop the review. Let people know if you like what's going on. And if you want different topics discussed, please be sure to include that in the comments below. With that, today's topic is the police. It seems like it's a rather relevant discussion to be had right now with everything going on in the country. And I recently had a run-in with the police, so it's kind of fitting that we have this discussion today. I was at the house. Wife and I were doing some construction. We just got new windows. We're cleaning up, rearranging some things. My wife is painting the front door. And we see a squad car at the top of the driveway. And I was like, oh, man, what did I do? Like, I can't remember anything recently that was breaking the law, but what is it that happened? And my wife was like, oh, man, the kids. So I immediately go to legal matters and breaking the law, and she immediately goes to the children. So we're totally filling those, you know, socially programmed stereotypes. Mama is thinking of the babies and man is in trouble. So it is what it is. I see the squad car and I'm like, all right, let's go. So we walk out there. How you doing? And the police officer comes down and she told us that she had a surprise for our kids. Now here's some backstory. A few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, there was a message put out on the social sphere that there's going to be a protest. There's an event, if you will, planned in my town as well as the town next to ours. And I was like, oh man, like I live in the middle of nowhere, Rhode Island. Like we're so small. How is this reaching us? I've seen the chaos. I've seen the protests due to George Floyd's death. I've seen the destruction and just the absolute chaos going on in the world. I've seen social media accounts, some friends, some no longer friends that are stoking this fire that cops are bad guys and this is a good thing. We should destroy America, all these crazy things. And I'm just like, all right, well, I'm in Rhode Island. I specifically chose where I live because it's away from everything. You know, I don't need any of that in my life. Yet here we were. When I heard that though, the first thing I thought was our police department's going to be busy. You know, they're going to have their hands full and it's going to be a long night. So I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I bought 10 $10 gift cards. And I'm not saying Dunkin' Donuts because cops and donuts. I'm saying it's going to be a long night, so let's get them some coffee. So we bought 10 $10. And the point of that was I was hoping they would pass that out to each officer that was going to be on the night shift that night trying to handle these protests. I let my daughter and my wife know. My son was out training, playing baseball with one of his friends. So it was just me and the ladies. And I let them know we should do something good because saying you support those who take care of you and those who, you know, go out and bring the fight to the enemy for you, supporting the military, supporting the police, supporting firefighters, supporting EMT, you know, supporting teachers. It's easy to say you support them, but it's your actions that are going to actually show, do you support them? Are you there for them when they need you, not just when you need them? So I was like, all right, let's do this. My daughter made them a really sweet card. It had the American flag. It said, stay safe tonight, you know, from the Small family. And we put the gift cards in there. We signed it. We gave it a little American flag, put it to an envelope, and we brought it down to the police station. And it was there that we dropped it off. We're like, hey, you know, we got your back. We really believe what you guys are doing. We appreciate you and we stand with you. Now, that's not a popular thing nowadays, is it? Saying that you support the police. Now, there are a lot of people who say they support the police. or said, at least. And then this all happened, and all of a sudden, everything changed. You know, it's racism, it's anarchy, it's overreach and abuse of authority. You know, those things all have solid points of discussion to be had. But if you support your police, and you know your police are filled with just community members who are doing the right thing and who wear the uniform to keep you and your family safe, well, now is not the time to turn your back on them. So my family chose not to, and I explained to my wife, my daughter, and then later on my son, why we did what we did. Why wouldn't we show that through action that we're here for them? Because it's easy for them to get lost in having any sense of positivity in the world, similar to it's easy for people to say all cops are bad. You know, if you're a police officer and all you see every day is how terrible you are, it's gonna start to creep in. Even the best of cops, it's gonna fatigue, it's gonna break down day by day by day. You know, you always have your head in a swivel. And while you should always have your head in a swivel, you know, just to situational awareness, there are police officers being targeted for violence and terrible things have happened. And I wanted ours to know there is good in the world. We stand with them, we're united, and we have their back. So the police officer showed up at my house, found out I wasn't in trouble, and my wife found out the kids were not in trouble and they weren't hurt. So they were riding their bikes. I jumped to my Jeep and I drove to get them. And while I was gone, my wife told me that she let this female officer know, like, hey, we're with you. Like, we got your back. We support everything you're doing. We're active in the sports community. And we just wanted you guys to know, like, we're there for you. And we're going to be that bright light in what could be a dark world. And the officer told her that she was a mother as well. So I got the kids. I brought them back home. And the officer said thank you, showed her appreciation. And she gave both of the kids a challenge coin, which is really cool. I'm actually hoping, I want to shoot them a message and see if I can get any of them onto the podcast to just have a discussion, see where they all stand. But back to the story. So this woman who's wearing the uniform and carrying weapons and having to worry about everything going on around the world, she's also a mother. So think about being her. She wears this uniform and her child, you know, I don't know the age, but let's say she's old enough to understand what's going on, hears about how all police are brutal and these protests are because all cops are bad and all cops should be defunded and we don't need cops anymore. And that in itself we'll get to, but it's just ludicrous. It's insane to even say that. Like, even saying it now, I'm like, what a dumb thing to, like, even, what notion, who thought that was a good idea? It wasn't this guy. She gives the kids a challenge coin, and this mother who's a police officer drives away, and I'm thinking about, like, I hope her kid knows that not all cops are bad. And I hope anybody listening to this or watching this knows in your heart of hearts, it doesn't make sense to say all cops are bad because a few cops abuse their authority and lives were lost. Because here's a fun fact. Many religious leaders were bad leaders and lives were lost. Many military service members, many sailors, Marines, soldiers, airmen, many EMT, firefighters, cops, teachers. There's going to be bad in every group that's trying to do good. You know, people... Let's go through human history. We're very violent creatures. And some of us, when given a certain authority, will abuse it. Whether you're in the military, the police, whether you're a medical professional, you know, doctors. I mean, name any group where people aren't dying. Every group where anybody fills any position, lives are lost because the wrong person gets the wrong amount of power. But to say all cops are bad, so let's defund them. Well, why aren't we defunding the military? All military is bad. All EMTs are bad. All firefighters are bad, and all teachers are bad. All clergymen are bad. All nuns are bad. Let's defund everything. Let's end it all. It doesn't make sense. But right now, it's popular to say, well, screw the police. That's a fun thing to say. You know, stick it to the man. That man is the only person who stands between you and absolute anarchy. Do you see what's happening in Seattle? There's some guy, Chaz or Raz or some shit, who literally, like, took over a certain section of Seattle, and the cops are gone. They're like, hey, you wanted this? Now you're running it? How many lives are lost there? How many people are being robbed, raped, beaten, attacked, chased from their home, their lives destroyed, their valuables gone, their entire life's work up in flames? It doesn't make sense for all this preventable chaos and this preventable pain and suffering to occur to prove a point that we need to look at the leadership and the system, the way it works within the police departments. You see, many of the police officers who we see highlighting, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever. Many police who end up making the news for doing the wrong thing, they had a series of mistakes made up to that point, a series of actions taken that were not legal or overuse of authority. It's a failure of leadership. It's a failure of somebody willing to stand up and say, no, you're done. You see, there are incentives to keep people around. There are incentives to brush things under the rug. We need to overhaul the system and look at the leaders and see where they failed. Everyone should be held accountable for the wrongs they do. Nobody gets free. If you make a mistake, you own it, you deal with the consequences of it. But you don't get to say, because these five people did something wrong, these 5,000 are also bad. That's not how that works. That's un-American. We have a justice system for a reason. We need to use it. We need to look at the leaders who are failing to properly lead. Leaders who are looking for self-interests or to stoke the flames and cause more chaos and destruction because of personal gain. That's where our eyes should be pointed. It's easy for class warfare. We've got, you know, from poverty up to middle class going at each other. Who wins when we are fighting each other? What would happen if we came together and we held the leaders accountable? We led to, instead of, you know, your systemic racism, we led to systemic change of leadership. And we overhauled the lifetime politicians who have failed to do their duty. You know, the chiefs of police who have been sweeping things under the rugs for how many decades? What if we actually made a change by going for those in charge and allowing these corrupt things to happen? Instead of taking the easy way out of targeting the low man on the totem pole, the mother who visited me today should not be targeted for violence or told she's a bad person because she's wearing a uniform. I left the military in 2014. It's been 6 years since I brought the fight to the enemy. I'm trying to make a different type of change. I'm trying to work in the minds of men and help families come back together. That's why I'm a life coach, you know, if you want to call it that. That's why I run my private group. That's why I do what I do on social media and through podcast. But I'm not going out bringing the fight to the enemy, and I'm not going to LARP and pretend that I am. Those police officers wearing that uniform every day, pray to God they come back home. Young 20s out there carrying their firearm, praying somebody doesn't sneak up behind them and shoot them in the back of the head. Somebody from their local community they're fighting to defend. That thin blue line is real. The reason there's not bandits running around my street is because there's somebody keeping them in check. I absolutely do not stand behind trying to defund the police. We need them. They deserve the respect due for the calling they've answered. EMTs, firefighters, the police. While bad things have happened in each of those areas and those demographics of jobs and services, they are the reason the enemy is not knocking on our door, because they're bringing the fight to theirs. They're going out. Right now, as I'm sitting inside my air-conditioned shed, away from any semblance of danger, there's an 18-year-old child walking outside the wire for the first time, praying to God he comes back home and in a few months gets to go back to see his family. We can't say all military is bad or all cops are bad. That's ridiculous. These people are doing a duty that we aren't. And we're sitting there enjoying the liberties and the freedoms and talking shit and throwing rocks at them from our nice, comfortable, climate-controlled environments. These protests are based on the wrong foundation. They're chasing the wrong people. We need to fix that through our actions. Cops aren't evil. Evil is evil. And we need to not forget that. It's our duty as being community members in our situations that we rise to the occasion and we change the narrative. Let's hold those responsible who are making the decisions and allowing these things to happen. In the perfect world, we could look at the cops who chose to abuse their authority and find out why on the first incident they were not, you know, forced into some sort of rehabilitation training. Why nobody has looked at revamping or changing the curriculum of these academies. It's 2020. Are we still operating in the 1950s manual? Like, what are we doing here? I have a course, Fatherhood for Modern Times, because I realized as parents, we need to arm our children with more than just a roof overhead and meal on the table. It's not the 1920s anymore. It's not the 1950s. You don't just show up and say, hey, you have clothes in your back, kid, you're good. No, they've got to deal with a whole world of things. And guess what? So do the police. So do the military. It's 2020. It's time we update things. And as Americans, to our core, we need to stop looking for differences and unite. We need to stop going with what's popular and what's going to be trending on social media and start facing it head on. What's the right thing to do for this country? The political leaders who are sitting in their nice, secure locations, collecting their paycheck, looking at us and laughing as we go back and forth, back and forth. Their biggest fear is us coming together, fist bumping and turning our eyes on them, holding them accountable, removing them from office and replacing with somebody who's ready to actually enact some change, real change. We need to stop looking at those who are on our level for a fight. Let's bring it up. Let's go up the totem pole. Let's go to the top, to the president, the vice president, and work our way down. And then we can work our way up at the same time, meet in the middle, and then change will occur. Then we can actually do something that's going to lead to a future that's better and improved, and not lead us to another in 4 years from now during the next election where things flare back up and people die, and people are robbed, and people are killed, and just everything just goes to chaos again for political points, for re-election points, for facing, you know, who's going to get control of making the next few laws. It's frustrating. The failure of leadership and accountability is just so frustrating for somebody on the outside looking in. which again is why I stand with my police department. It's why my children, you know, growing up playing cops and robbers, the cops were the good guys. The cops still are the good guys. It's time you stop running with the flood of sheep and start running with the flood of what's popular and start standing up and recognizing what's right. Are these cops really the bad guy? Because a few men are bad? Because if you believe that, you need to understand that it's going to be universal. There's no group anywhere where everybody's good. That's not how it works. If you want change, push for it. Stop doing what's popular. Stop doing what your friends are doing and start doing what's right. I call on each and every one of you to do exactly that. I hope this podcast finds you well. I hope it finds you safe. And I hope it inspires some of you to go to your police department and say thank you. Or when you see the cop, you know, running traffic or just hanging out wherever, you say thanks. I appreciate what it is you're doing. Firefighters, EMT, the military at large, National Guard, I'll include them. You know, you need to let these people know, like, hey, you guys are wearing that uniform to protect your fellow citizens. And as one of your fellow citizens, I'm here for you. I got your back as well. Be a good American and do what is right and not what is popular. I'm not saying don't protest or get pissed off. Be pissed, but channel that anger to the right direction. Flipping a car over and burning down a small business in your local community is not the right direction to channel that anger. Take care.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.